Zaffa presents You Had Me at Alumi, written by Ginger Jones and read by Mira Dovreni. Part 1. Chapter 1. A Taste of the Mediterranean.
Yes, Chef!
Freya grabs the handle of a frying pan and gives it a flick and a shake, while spooning cranberry confit over a row of equally spaced tuna and citrus fish cakes with her slow hand. The hairnet still itches after all these years, her flaming red tresses bursting to escape the confines of a tight bun. It's 8 p.m. Dinner service is at its peak. And although she should focus, all she can think about is whether Charlie has opened the link to the Golden Spoon cookery competition she has applied for, and whether he has enough remaining annual leave for a fortnight in Cyprus. Drizzle, flick, drizzle, flick, drizzle. Too much confit. Not enough. She twists the tray this way and that to examine the fish cakes from all angles, and then panics that she's becoming too much like her mother. Wasn't obsession compulsion one of the first symptoms? Filling her lungs with hot air, she exhales sharply through her nostrils and counts to 5, repeating twice until every thought in her head is dispelled until next time. The kitchen is at full tilt. Plates rattle, pans clank. Water hisses from the cold tap, sizzling against the piping hot baking tray as it clatters into the sink. Freya looks up as the thud of something solid hits the worktop, and a tub of frozen God knows what gathers speed across the smooth stainless steel. Plop. It falls off the end and into the food waste bin.
Grab it then,
Courtney barks through a curtain of sweaty dreadlocks. Peering into the bin, Freya wavers.
Don't you think?
Quickly!
Against her better judgment, she plunges her hand into the damp mush of potato peelings, capsicum seeds and fish heads to retrieve what is labelled Courtney's Roulade, do not eat, and gives it a rinse under the overhanging hose. The lid is a bitch to peel open, even with her good hand, its seal frozen along with its contents, and Freya having to lever it out with the handle of a serving spoon, which takes off 2 fingernails in the process.
Microwave instructions on the bottom,
Courtney roars. Freya turns the frozen tub upside down, sets the microwave to defrost, and keys in the requisite minutes.
3 lamb chops!
Courtney flings his oven glove onto a blood-stained tray of rapidly diminishing sardines.
Yes, Chef!
She yells, grabbing another lamb chop from the meat station and returning to sauté a handful of king prawns. Sweat pools at the base of her spine. If only she could cook everything from raw ingredients, instead of microwaving the shit out of food that has lived in the freezer for over a month. How she'd love to take over the running of this place for a day and give both the menu and decor an overhaul, restoring a taste of the Mediterranean to its former glory when it opened 3 decades ago to rave reviews. Or better still, start afresh, putting her own stamp on it. She peers through to the dining area with its dated wallpaper and frayed carpet and is reminded of the way her mum described herself 3 months after giving birth to her, worn out, tired, and suffering a complete loss of identity. Strip the wallpaper. Paint the ceiling. Get rid of the statue. Who the hell wants to guzzle polpetta alla bolognese under the lustful gaze of a god with disproportionately large lumpy meatballs of his own? Well, maybe Zeus can stay. But as for the rest, take everything back to basics. Replace the signage and let the food do the talking. If Freya were head chef, or executive chef, as Courtney likes to call himself, a title that apparently affords him the freedom of ditching his hairnet, the menu would be simple yet delicious, fancy yet unfussy, allowing each dish to be tried, tested and perfected. The focus on flavour rather than volume, giving diners the Mediterranean taste sensation they crave without needing to fly to sun-kissed coastal Europe. She looks down at the jagged pink scar running across the flesh between the thumb and forefinger of her right hand and sighs. One day, she will leave this place and set up solo. She didn't spend a whole year studying for that ball-breakingly difficult exam and writing a 10,000-word dissertation on Mediterranean menu plans for nothing. One day, soon, fingers crossed, she will cash in her advanced chef accreditation for a chance of winning the Golden Spoon. A little-known but highly prestigious award that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?